USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Hospitals and lab workers say they're running out of protective gear and testing supplies to help the fight against the coronavirus. President Trump says the effort against it is working.
We haven't been given the credit that we deserve.
He became combative during the press conference, going after reporters who he says are much too critical when asking about medical supplies and testing shortfalls. When asked what he'd say to Americans who are scared, the president told one correspondent he's a terrible reporter.
It's a very bad signal that you're putting out to the American people.
He says people are looking for answers.
We're winning and we're going to win this war.
He differed with his own health officials on the science of the outbreak. Worldwide, close to 250,000 people have been infected in the outbreak. There's been over 10,000 deaths, and 4,000 of them are in Italy. This is USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
With tens of millions of Americans facing immediate financial hardship, talks are resuming in the Senate. They're rushing to pass a $1 trillion economic stimulus bill. The Republican-crafted package would send money directly to Americans based on income and family size, up to $1,200 per person. In London, Prime Minister Boris Johnson has ordered all pubs, restaurants, and gyms closed. America's borders, north and south, are now sealed to all but essential traffic. Medical officials are now warning people to be aware of miracle cures that are on social media. NIH Director Anthony Fauci says the race continues to find a vaccine, and that includes testing some drugs already on the market.
There is not a proven, and that's the underlying word, a proven treatment or prevention. However, there's some anecdotal information that one or two of these may possibly have some benefit.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you I get the best sleep of my life with my MyPillow, but I'm not the only one. Mark in Las Vegas told me the other day, we were talking on other business, he says he went to MyPillow.com, clicked on the radio listener special, and used the promo code USA. He got a great deal on a MyPillow, and he is enjoying his sleep now. You can too. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, and I promise you, you'll get the best sleep of your life or you get your money back.
As the coronavirus continues to spread, doctors and scientists are searching for a cure. Dr. David Ho is leading a team of researchers at Columbia University hoping for a cure. On MSNBC, he was asked if it would be faster to use a current drug against the novel coronavirus.
Yes, for a licensed drug, then we could immediately apply it. But some of the drugs that are not yet licensed but have gone through human testing, for example, there's another drug called remdesivir, which is being tested. The rationale behind that usage is, in fact, higher in that remdesivir has been shown to have activity against the SARS coronavirus, which is highly related to COVID-19, and also against another coronavirus called MERS. And there are two large clinical trials that are ongoing in mainland China, and we should have readout in the near future. And if that should work, that drug could certainly be scaled up reasonably quickly. But repurposing a drug to be an effective agent against COVID-19, we would have to be very, very lucky. I think the most effective drugs are going to be newly discovered, and that's going to take time. As we previously discussed, that's likely to take a year, 18 months, or even 2 years.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.